Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, whatever the date is. Not going to lie, I'm struggling to live across two time zones now after whatever it's been, six days. Finding it all a little bit tough. Getting up to do all the football and things and going to bed later, but crack on. It will get a bit better once I've got a couple of days travelling, and then I'll hopefully be embedded in Vegas and it'll be a little bit easier. At the golf yesterday, obviously everything was subdued by the terrible news of Kobe Bryant and his daughter. Just swept across the golf course. Horrific. You know, it's horrific for anybody and for all nine on board that have died. It choked me up quite a bit, I'm not going to lie, just seeing people's reactions. I think there's a few people in the world who are global sports stars. We don't have basketball in the UK to that extent, but he was a global superstar as a sportsman. And when you hear other sportsmen, people like Djokovic, listened to yesterday, saying what a mentor he was. Obviously, Tiger was visibly shaken at the end of his round. Amazing how they kept that quiet, to be fair. Terrible news. And as I sort of said at the start of this year, and we'll touch on it more, certainly when I get back, maybe a little bit more this week if I get a bit more time. Life is for living. And there's a guy who had the world at his feet, more money than he could ever spend. And life is fragile, and that's why, you know, people who get up in the morning being negative, not doing things, taking any small step to improve their life or be happier or make others around them happy, just looking to dig people out all the time. What sad, pathetic little lives it must be. And if I've got one bit of advice for anybody, it is just get up every day and live your life and take steps. We are capable of anything. Take little steps to make your life better. You know, obviously I operate in the gambling field, and I think a couple of people misunderstood when I was going on about the nil-nils that I was down. I don't get down about it. I get as frustrated as any other punter, but I'm very positive. The only thing I'm ever negative about is flipping Tottenham Hotspur. I know it's going to turn around, and it's just trying to purvey that to guys who are having doubts and worry. But all that goes out the window when you see things like that happen yesterday. Life is for living. Just get up in the morning, and life is for living. Be happy, make the people around you happy. Forget all the negative bollocks that goes on, and people, you know, people trying to shoot you down. It's probably 80-20, the split of people who want to try and shoot people down, get up in the morning, have a go at people and be negative. What's it matter? We're all going to pop our clogs at some time, so get up and enjoy your lives. But tragic, tragic news that was yesterday. There's not much to say other than that. It's just horrific, all those poor families. Gutting, absolutely gutting, and as I say, at the golf, it was quite apparent yesterday. Right, I've got no horses today, and it's 1:53 as opposed to 4. I've had to get up a bit. Well, I'm not to get up at all, really, but I have got up a bit earlier today. I have got one football trade for you, which is the game in Turkey. Here we go, trying to pronounce this at 1:53 in the morning. Yeni Malatyaspor versus Trabzonspor, nearly got there, is a first half goal. So again, usual sort of method. If it's 0-0, 20-25 minutes in, then lay under 0.5 first half goals, or back over 0.5 first half goals. And then if it is 0-0 at half time, you can revert to the over 1.5 market, back over 1.5 goals, 45. If it's still 0-0 on 65, back over 1.5 again. game does come up in Chrissy's spreadsheets as well. It's his nap, both teams to score yes in this game. So the Chrissy spreadsheets nap is both teams to score yes in this game. He also has an uninspirational one, I would think, odds-wise. I haven't looked, but back over 2.5 goals in Yong AZ Alkmaar versus Almere. But I would imagine being the Dutch game, that'll be short. None of his home wins came in yesterday, which was not a surprise, let's say, the teams he was taking on. But nothing wrong with it, churning out bets like that, Chrissy. Nothing at all. The value is there. And you only need a couple at that price throughout the week to top up the old profits. Right, that's it. We're obviously into Super Bowl week, so it'll be the countdown to that. I think San Francisco arrived in Miami yesterday. When I get up to Vegas, I will be having a look at that, and I'll see where the money's going down, talk to some people I know up there, and try and get some prop bets for you. I'm not a massive one on the prop bets, but they produce a great big thick betting book for the Super Bowl that you can bet on anything, so I will try and inquire as to where the value is in any of those, and I'll share those with you. That is it. I will leave you be. As I say, no horses. If I do get any that I can tweak later, then I will. But by Wednesday, I'll be back to a better time zone for me, in effect, that I'll be up in Vegas, and I can go up and down as I like. Then it's harder when you're sort of out at the golf all day, go out for a meal, get knackered, go to bed, and then you've got to get up to do it. Whereas in Vegas, I can sleep in the afternoon. If I get up at 3-4, I'm don't have to go back to bed. I can stay up and play a bit of poker, do whatever. So it'll be a little bit easier for me when I get through to Wednesday. We have got midweek football, so midnight tonight, my time, I will do the football processes and get all that done and get the midweek football out, and everything will continue as normal. Right, have a lovely Monday. Enjoy yourselves. Remember, life is for living, guys. Tell your family you love them. Do something positive, and have a lovely Monday. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.